For Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show for the Tri-Valley Girls Championship here between Lawrence Milford and Cherry Valley Springfield. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll come back and set the scene for you here from UV. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Tri-Valley Championship time for the girls. Again, our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. So Coach and I are going to go through the starting lineup here. Coach will do Lawrence Milford, then I can do Cherry Valley Springfield. We'll give you a little information about each team as well.
All right, Lawrence Milford, coached by Jim Weir and Andy Carr, come in with a record of 12-7 and 5-2 in the Tri-Valley League. They were the number 3 seed, and they are honorable mention in New York State Class B, Section 4. Senior, number 4, Kyra Andrade. Junior, number 10, Bella Garlick. Freshman, number 12, Zoe Stanley. Junior, number 14, Lily Caldwell. And senior, number 24, Lexi Sutton.
On the other side for Cherry Valley Springfield, head coach Kelly Taggart and assistant coach Carol McGovern. They come in with a record of 14-4 overall, 5-2 in the league. They were the 4 seed in the league tournament. Lawrence Milford was the 3 seed. They will start with 10th grader, number 5, Allie Ackerman, a senior, number 10, Adriana Triple, a sophomore, number 11, Mackenzie McGovern, a sophomore, number 12, Emily Fox, and a sophomore, number 22, Bailey Thayer. A young, talented team here for Cherry Valley. And Coach, I don't have off the top of my head, where were they ranked in the rankings this week?
Cherry Valley Springfield is number 15 in the New York State Class D rankings.
Impressive for CVS because they had that group that just, 2 years ago, made the run to the state Final Four, was a very senior-heavy group. They've had some great, talented players like Jolene Lusk come through, who's now playing for SUNY Cortland. But they're rebuilding with this young core, and I wouldn't call it a rebuild because 14-4 is pretty darn good.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at their roster, only one senior. The rest are all, and only one junior, so the rest are all freshmen and sophomores. So bright future ahead for the Patriots.
So the 1 and the 2 seed don't get here. as we have some upsets in the Tri-Valley playoffs. What did you see on paper when you looked at this?
I saw two pretty solid teams that have kind of challenged themselves. Lawrence Milford has played four bigger schools throughout the year. Madison, Mount Markham, Deposit Hancock, and Bainbridge Guilford. And TVS has also challenged themselves. They've played five bigger schools. Cam Jahari, Fort Plain, Unadilla Valley, Middleburg, Jahari, and also they challenged Sydney. I believe Sydney went to Cherry Valley Springfield.
Yeah.
And it was a close game, 53-46. Sydney came out on top, but they have played two times this season. Both of them were wins on Lawrence Milford's side. The first one was on January 3rd, and that was in the Milford tournament. Lawrence Milford won 57-40. The second one was just February 6th. That was at Lawrence. That was the league game, and Lawrence Milford won 56-38. So, but it is difficult to beat a team three times in a season, so I'm sure the Patriots have a good game plan and are ready to go.
Well, Coach, I think you would agree with me that this year has been really hard to figure out on the girls' side for the Tri-Valley. There's been really six, maybe even seven teams, you could say, that could beat each other on any given night.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at this, I mean, you just look at these two teams here. Richfield Springs, Owen DeYoung, beat Lawrence Milford twice. Edmiston Morris, another Tri-Valley team, beat Lawrence Milford. You look on Cherry Valley Springfield's record, they have losses to Lawrence Milford, Edmiston Morris, and Lawrence Milford. So there were several teams, even outside of the top four, that were pretty good. You got Charlotte Valley's Genevis that was decent in there. So it was a pretty deep league for the Tri-Valley girls this year.
Yeah, it really was. And I think teams like Sharon Springs and Franklin, you couldn't count them out either during league play. They were going to play you tough. So it was a kind of a coin toss. Throw the names in a hat, I guess you should say, on who was going to end up here tonight. And it's the three versus the four. Very intriguing to see who's going to come out of here with a Tri-Valley championship. When was the last time either of these programs won? We do know that Lawrence Milford is trying to go back-to-back. And for CVS, it wasn't that long ago.
Lawrence Milford beat Richfield Springs Owen DeYoung last year, 48-44, right here at Unadilla Valley. And the two previous years before that, Cherry Valley Springfield took care of business. So the last three Tri-Valley League champions for girls are going to be on the floor tonight.
An overtime win last year for Lawrence Milford over Richfield Springs ODY. So that was a crazy game last year. Richfield was heavily favored in that game, but very nicely done by Lawrence Milford to get that done. When you have Jim Weir and Andy Carr at the helm, a lot of experience there for Lawrence Milford, and Kelly Taggart has done a masterful job for this CVS program. So here we go. We're going to jump it up at midcourt, and we're underway in game two. This is the girls' Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence Milford will win the opening tip, going left to right. They are in the white uniforms as the higher seed with the red and the black trim here. The Patriots are in those traditional navy blues with the white and the red trim as well. Kyra Andrade is one of the leading scorers in the area, averaging close to 20 a game. Gives this one up. Shot goes out of bounds and will stay with Lawrence Milford. Shot came from the outside there from Bella Garlick, who has been shooting the ball very well from three-point land recently.
Yes, Kyra Andrade is averaging 18.2 points. That's sixth in the Nate Laurel coverage area for girls basketball.
Yeah, she's been very good. And here's Alexi Tutman with the jumper in the right corner here for Lawrence Milford. And they'll start this game off ahead 2-0. Patriots will beat the half-court pressure and give it back into the safe hands of the sophomore guard, Mackenzie McGovern, who's been on varsity since eighth grade. Really talented player. Now a pickoff here by Lawrence Milford. Andrade's is off to the races and scores. And a nice play there by Kyra Andrade's to make it 4-0, Lawrence Milford.
And Lawrence Milford opens up here in a 2-2-1 full-court press, putting some pressure on the Patriots.
CVS gets across the midcourt timeline. Sutton comes in, gets a steal, but then travels as she tries to stand back up with that basketball.
And they had him in the coffin corner there. They had him trapped, stole the ball, just shouldn't have stood up with it there. That caused the travel.
I want to thank some more of our special sponsors for tonight's broadcast, including Morabito Gresham Insurance, Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta, and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. Patriots have it going right to left again in the navy blues with the white and the red trim. The Patriots across the front of the uniform. Here's McGovern on the left side. McKenzie stops, picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Shot clock's at 10, 6.5 to go in the first. Lawrence Milford leading 4-0. A jumper from the outside is up and good for Allie Ackerman.
Nice jumper over there from the right wing.
A long two there for Ackerman. Big bucket for the Patriots. Cuts it to 4-2. 6:15 to go in the first. Left side here for Lawrence Milford. They'll feed one to Andrade. The three here is off the front of the rim. No good. Bailey Thayer fighting for a rebound, and she's got it for the Patriots. Into the safe hands of McGovern. A long pass ahead for Mack. Feeds one back across, and a jumper here for CVS is good. Falls down there for triple.
Just like that, it's a tie game again.
Tied up 4-4 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Cherry Valley kind of settling in here. They go to Andrade's on the right side, closely guarded by Allie Ackerman. And a three ball here is too strong for Lawrence Milford. Rebound bounces all the way out on the left side and scooped up here. They go to the high post. Andrade's pump fake, tries to go down low. McGovern with a steal. And McGovern's in the backcourt, will come across the midcourt timeline and feeds one to the left side for Emily Fox, who has played some big games down the stretch here in the second half of the season. Thayer on the left low block for Cherry Valley. Works one back out to Fox, coming up on 10 on the shot clock. And a three ball from the outside is good for Allie Ackerman. And CVS has rattled off 7 in a row. They lead 7-4.
Another nice shot then. Shot that with a lot of confidence. Didn't hesitate.
5 minutes to go, first quarter. Now a steal for the Patriots. And to McKenzie McGovern on the right side. McGovern comes across midcourt. Looking for some options here. A lot of pressure, but they go to the high post. They find Thayer. Thayer's going to work. Left-handed layup there. Won't go. And a rebound for Sutton underneath for Lawrence Milford. Quickly in transition. They'll find Bella Garlick. And the straightaway three won't go down. Rebound for CVS. Kept in, but it goes right back to Lawrence Milford. They get another opportunity, but Thayer's there for a rebound. McGovern with the home run pass ahead. And they're able to beat it over the top to Ackerman, who's got 7 points. That makes it 9-4 for CVS.
What an answer. A 7-0 or a 9-0 run here for CVS. They were down 4-0, correct?
Yeah, down 4-0. And now Andrade's a straightaway three, and that's good for Cairo.
Good answer for Lawrence Milford.
Makes it 9-7 with 4 to go in the first quarter. CVS is across the midcourt timeline. Thayer. We'll work it down here for CVS. Back to the near side, a three ball. It's up and good for Ackerman. She's on fire. 10 points for Ackerman. She's got 10 of their 12 with 3:40 to go in the first. She can't miss. Three ball from the outside. The bank is closed here for Lawrence Milford. A rebound. It's scooped up by McGovern. And CVS, after a little bit of a slow start, is really caught fire now. McGovern down the floor to the left side. We'll try to feed one to the interior. They find Thayer on the right low block. And Bailey pushes one up. Gets her own rebound off the miss. So we got a foul underneath. 3:18 to go in the first. Cherry Valley girls leading 12-7 here over Lawrence Milford. Big start here for Cherry Valley Springfield. And this is going to send Thayer to the line. And so Thayer will settle in here. Surprised to see her at the line, actually. I thought maybe that was on the floor. And Thayer's first shot here is up and good. Thayer and McGovern both averaging in double figures. McGovern's right around 13. Thayer around 11 for this CVS crew. Thayer's second shot here coming at the line, and that is good. So Thayer 2 out of 2, and it's 14-7 with 3:18 to go here in the first quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Lawrence Milford. And just some good shooting for the Patriots.
Outstanding shooting. I don't think Ackerman's shots have hit the rim. They've been all net.
Ackerman in her free time, very into skeet shooting and trap shooting, so I guess she's got an eye for it from distance. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And a long three ball here is no good. Second chance for Lawrence Milford. That's also off the mark, but Andrade's goes in and hustles for that rebound. Passing to the far side for Triple, or excuse me, for Bella Garlic. Guarded by Triple. Garlic will bounce one to Andrade's. And to the top of the key here, we got a foul on CVS. This Triple got a little too handsy there.
That's where our broadcast table is. The girls keep wanting to come check in over here. It happened once in the boys' game, and I had to direct the Edmondson player further down so they could get seen, but hope they didn't distract your view there, Nick.
No, we're good. We're good. We're right next to the scores table, so sometimes the players just come and hang out by us, but then the scorers, clock keepers can't see them. We got a whistle here as Lawrence Milford tries to take it to the rim on the inside there with Zoe Stanley. 2.5 to go in the first, and the Cherry Valley Springfield girls lead Lawrence Milford 14-7. And on the baseline, they will look to get it in here to Lexi Sutphin, and jump ball, physical play between those two players, and it's going to go back to CVS.
You got to be impressed with this start for the Patriots. They're playing great. Both ends of the floor.
They'll work it into Ackerman. A little full-court pressure. They're able to beat it. And across midcourt, they find a wide-open McGovern, and she scores from the left side on the layup. 16-7 for CVS here over Lawrence Milford with 2:10 to go in the first. Lawrence Milford comes across midcourt and a traveling violation. And after the hot start, things kind of slowly falling apart a little bit here for Lawrence Milford.
And Cherry Valley Springfield is playing a straight-up, true original triangle in two. They're chasing Andrade and Garlic around man-to-man, and then they have the point of the triangle at the free-throw line and the two on the bottom.
Bailey Lusk here for the left side. They find Fox, missed it there. Thayer's got a rebound. We got a foul underneath here on Lawrence Milford with 1:56 to go in the first quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading 16-7. Some more of our special sponsors include Faithful Friends Pet Crematory of Morris, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, Clapper Construction of Otigo, as well as Houston and Benson Insurance and Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge. Patriots will get it in. A straightaway shot here is off to the left for Allie Ackerman, but a rebound for Lawrence Milford. Off and running. Andrade steps through into the paint. The floater won't go. And a rebound is scooped up here by the Patriots.
That was a nice little Euro step move. She just couldn't finish.
And the Patriots zip it back down the floor. They find Fox from the outside. That shot won't go. Skying for a rebound here for Lawrence Milford is Bella Garlic. Knocked out of her hands, but it'll stay with Lawrence Milford. Ball went out of bounds there. It'll go back to the Cats. They'll bring it down the floor. Bella Garlic had a game, I think it was 2 weeks ago, where she hit 7 threes in a game. They could use that outside shooting right now. Cats have it going left to right. And they find Andrade. She wants the deep three. Off the front of the rim. It won't fall. Scooped up. We got a rebound here for Lawrence Milford. Andrade's into the paint. Wants a second chance opportunity. Good closeout there by the Patriots. Andrade's with the miss. And Cherry Valley Springfield will bring it back down the floor. McGovern across midcourt. Little give and go with under a minute to go here in this first quarter. And McGovern will have it there to the high post looking for Lusk. Little give and go and a bounce pass. Feed one back out to McGovern with 8 on the shot clock. They go far side for Fox. A good take as she splits two defenders. Finds Thayer who puts it up and in on a broken play.
That was a look what I found.
And CVS gets a nice bounce there and they lead 18-7. 25 seconds to go in the first. And to the right side, a pull-up here for Lexi Sutphin. Rolls off the back of the rim. Thayer with another big rebound. And the outlet pass to McGovern. 15 seconds to go in the first. McGovern down the right side. Stolen away here by Lawrence Milford with 10 seconds to go. First quarter. Andrade dribbles into the paint. Lost control of it. Both teams fighting for it down on the floor. We got a jump ball. With 4 seconds left, first quarter.
Going to stay with Lawrence Milford here. They got 4 seconds on the clock. See if they can get a basket here to end the quarter.
Lawrence Milford to the right of their own hoop will look to get it in. And they find Sutphin, and she can't connect. Got a good look. Rebound Cherry Valley. The half-court heave is no good. First quarter in the books. Our score, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Lawrence Milford 18-7 here in the Tri-Valley Championship. Live from Unadilla Valley. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, as we start the second quarter, Bailey Thayer with another layup for the CVS girls. They now lead 20-7. 30 seconds into the second quarter here at Unadilla Valley, and a great start for the Patriots. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Greg Bonskowski, and you can also listen to us on WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. A missed shot for the Patriots and a rebound for Lauren Milford. And what can Lawrence Milford do, Coach, to try to get this offense going?
I think they need to try to pick up their defense, maybe create some offense from their defense, get out in transition.
Andrade's and Sutton both with misses there, and a rebound to Cherry Valley Springfield.
They've had good looks, just haven't been able to find the bottom of the basket.
CVS across midcourt. It's tapped out of bounds by Andrade's, but heck of a start here for the Patriots. Good shooting from the outside. Allie Ackerman with 10 points to lead the way. Thayer with six on the inside. A three again by Ackerman. No good, but the rebound underneath. And we got a foul, and this is going to send Emily Fox to the line. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Fox will settle in. Good rebounding by the Patriots so far, too.
Yeah, they've really done a good job. Nice game plan. I like their defensive strategy. And off to the hot start.
And Fox gets the first to go. 21-7, and this lead continues to grow here for the Patriots. For this young Patriots squad, again, only one senior on this team. Second shot, no good off the back of the rim there for Fox. Brought down, ahead for Andrade. Steps through, nice move again, but can't finish. And a rebound for McGovern. Patriots in the backcourt, McGovern across the half-court timeline. Andrade comes swooping in, gets a steal from behind. Nice hustle play there by Kira Andrade.
Yeah, she showed a lot of determination there. You could tell she was trying to get that from the time she missed the layup. She wanted that ball back.
Here's Sutphin in the paint. Her jumper, no good, and they just can't buy one right now. And a rebound and a trip back down the floor for the Patriots. They go to Thayer at the high post. A little dribble drive for Bailey. A lot of contact, out of bounds, going back to Lawrence Milford as she lost control of that ball. And Mackenzie Briggs is going to check in here for Lawrence Milford. Coach Weir and Coach Carr trying to find a spark off the bench maybe here from their Lawrence Milford squad. Little dribble drive. They go to Sutphin on the interior. Turnaround shot here is blocked, and Sayers got it. Sayers looking to run down the right side. And she'll dish one back off to McGovern as Cherry Valley Springfield goes right to left. McGovern gets tied up there with Andrade's, and then a foul, a reach in there on McGovern. Boy, and every time McGovern has that ball, Andrade's is all over right in her hip pocket.
I don't think it would matter who had the ball. Andrade's is a really good defender. She's going to get after it. You have the ball, you need to know where she is.
And Zoe Stanley picks up the travel on the near side here, giving it right back to the Patriots. And the woes continue here for Lawrence Milford with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. We're glad to have you along here tonight. Some more of our special sponsors include Erica's Cakery in Bainbridge, as well as JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford and Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla. Shot here for the Patriots in the paint won't go. Rebound for the Cats. They'll bring it back down the right side. Crossover here for Andrade. Works one back out. Far side, a three is a line drive off the back of the rim, and Thayer with a rebound off the miss from Zoe Stanley. Patriots have it and come across the Storm logo. 5:05 to go here in the second. And they'll find Fox in the paint. A good dish here from Ackerman, and Fox scores to make it 23-7. 4:55 to go, second quarter. And to the left side, left elbow. They go to Sutphin now, back on the right side. Blocked by Lusk, and they'll say it's a foul. Bailey Lusk, the freshman, came over. Good position, but they'll say a little too much contact there. In case you're just joining us, the Edmiston boys win 72-49 in the boys' contest earlier. Edmiston, a dominating performance to knock off number one Morris. And here is Sutphin at the line and cannot get the first to go. See the Lusk family across the way. Looks like Jolene has somehow made the trip back. We'll be able to watch here tonight. Must be Cortland's off. Or maybe they played earlier. I thought they played today, but second shot no good for Lawrence Milford, and a rebound from McGovern. And to the high post, working one back out. Mack tries a three on the left side off the front of the rim. It won't go. And a rebound for Lawrence Milford with 4.5 to go in the second quarter in a 23-7 game. Patriots on top of Lawrence Milford. Jumper in the corner for Lawrence Milford. Will not fall. Second chance, no. And they are just ice cold right now from the field. Patriots will bring it back down the right side here for Cherry Valley Springfield. Fox from the outside. Buckles on the side of the rim. A rebound for Lawrence Milford. Andrade's is off to the races. Kyra on the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. Going back to CVS.
Boy, Lawrence Milford just can't catch a break. And they're going to call a timeout and see if they can change their momentum here.
Yep, Coach Weir calls the timeout along with Coach Carr. We'll take a break. 4:05 to go, second quarter. 23-7, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Lawrence Milford in the Tri-Valley Championship on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. A nice look underneath for Emily Fox, feeding one over to Bailey Lusk, and she scores to make it 25-7, and the Patriots are in full control of the battle right now. And now a steal by Cherry Valley Springfield. McGovern in the backcourt, looking to bring it up. And you know, we talked in the pregame, Cherry Valley's had some games this year as they find Lusk underneath here, and she can't miss, or she can't hit, excuse me, going back to Lawrence Milford. They've had some puzzling games where sometimes they win a game by 20 and sometimes they lose a game by 10 or 12. It was hard to tell. So I guess this is one of those nights for the Patriots.
That's why they're high school student athletes. You never know who's going to show up. You never know what else is going on in their life either.
Always hard this week, too. A lot of schools on break, out of your normal routine. Here's Lawrence Milford with the basketball. They're going to try a three from the outside. It's too strong there for Zoe Stanley. And the Patriots have it in the backcourt. And here is McGovern across the left side going to the high post for Thayer. Travel, though, on Bailey Thayer here with 2:57 to go in the second.
She just got a little bit ahead of herself there. She knew what she wanted to do, but the feet didn't cooperate quick enough there.
2:50 to go, second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Here's Andrade with a deep three off the front of the rim, and it won't go. And a rebound underneath by Fox. And they'll pass one ahead here for Ackerman, who got behind the defense but then couldn't finish the layup. Good pass by McGovern to find her. They did everything with finish there. Lawrence Milford is across the midcourt timeline, and another travel. They are just completely flustered right now.
Yeah, you got to give the Patriots defense a lot of credit. They're doing a great job of making Andrade and Garlic work hard for anything they want. They're following them around man-to-man, and they're saying to the other three players, you got to beat us.
Ball to the outside. McGovern diving into the Lawrence Milford bench here, but couldn't get there in time. Going to go back to Lawrence Milford. Can the Cats find a way to get some momentum here late in this second quarter? Live from the Tri-Valley Championship here at Unadilla Valley to the right side. Now for Sutphin. And we'll dish one back to the near side. Little pull-up runner here for Garlic is no good. And a rebound underneath by McGovern for a guard. She's done a good job on the glass here. McGovern to the left side, closely guarded by Andrade. To the outside, triple try to three, but it was blocked. Stays with the Patriots on possession. Fox will dish it off to McGovern. Into the corner here for Allie Ackerman. A little bit too much mustard on that one, and the rebound will go to Lawrence Milford with 1:40 to go in the second. And they'll feed it to the near side. Looking for Zoe Stanley, and she gets tied up there with Thayer. And a foul here on Cherry Valley Springfield with 1:35 left.
It's going to be the first time Thayer.
And so this will send Lawrence Milford to the line here with Zoe Stanley. Talented freshman at the line here for Lawrence Milford. This one is good. And they needed that to kind of break that drought a little bit.
Yeah, that's their first point here in the second quarter.
1:35 to go in the second. And another one is good for Stanley. That makes the Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading at Lawrence Milford 25-9 here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And they will find a wide open Ackerman in the left corner. A long two, no. Thayer with a rebound, puts it up and scores.
Without her glasses, they got knocked off there. And one of her teammates picked them up as she's running up down the court, so the glasses didn't matter on that shot.
Pops off. Jolene probably over in the stand said, hey, I remember that. Must be a Cherry Valley Springfield thing. Shot here from the outside is no good for Lawrence Milford, and another rebound for Mackenzie McGovern. Mack is across the midcourt timeline and feeds into the corner here for Ackerman. Another three won't go, but the rebound underneath is scooped up here by Fox, who can't get the rebound, or can't get the putback, I should say. But she's fouled and will go to the line with 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Cherry Valley Springfield leading 27-9.
Boy, that early spurt by Allie Ackerman has really given the Patriots a nice cushion here.
This will be Fox back to the line here, and her first shot at the line gets stuck on the side of the rim. It hit the rim and then kind of got sucked into the corner.
I believe they call that a wedgie. I heard that on a broadcast the other day. I said, oh, that's a good phrase for it.
And they get another ball to knock it out of there. Did you see the game?
Yes, I saw the one you're talking about. One team was trailing by one. The girl drove to the basket. She shot like a finger roll layup, and the ball got stuck on that square that's the back part of the rim, and it just stayed there, and the clock ran out, and the game ended.
And it, just to clarify, as this ball rolls out of bounds, it's going to stay with the Patriots. It didn't get the wedgie, right?
No, it was just stuck on that top little square platform at the back of the rim.
What are the odds?
And I believe that was in New York State as well.
It was, yes. Our good friend Jeff Maliner was going to go to that game and ended up not going. He goes, of course I would miss that. Cherry Valley missing a shot here and a rebound to Lawrence Milford. back down the floor on the right side with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by McGovern. She's been everywhere. Baseball pass ahead, looking for Ackerman. An extra pass to Triple on the right side, and Triple buries the two.
Coach Taggart yelled, easy, no. She wanted to kind of run some clock, then she saw Triple take that shot and gave a good yes, good shot.
10 seconds to go for the Cats. So push one down low. They hit a shot and a foul as Mackenzie Briggs hits that and will go to the line looking for the three-point play. Bailey Lusk will come back in, and Bailey Sayer to the bench with 7 seconds to go here, second quarter. And so this will be Briggs to the line. Her foul shot no good. Rebound scooped up, though, by the Cats. And it's loose on the floor, and we got a jump ball with 3 seconds left. The arrow will keep it with Lawrence Milford. Again, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Lawrence Milford looks to get it in. Can they get one last shot off? They do at the buzzer, but it's no good. Halftime score, Cherry Valley Springfield 29, Lawrence Milford 11. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Mull. We'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back shortly here at UV on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Imagine if your auto insurance was award-winning. NYCM Insurance was ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power among auto insurers in New York in 2025. This recognition reflects their commitment to genuine care and to delivering a quality, personalized customer experience. Because insurance isn't just about policies. It's about people and showing up when it matters most. Protection you can trust. Coverage backed by award-winning satisfaction. NYCM Insurance. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find an agent today, visit nycm.com.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Greg Boskowski with you here from the Girls Tri-Valley Championship, live from Unadilla Valley, as I said, and our halftime score, Cherry Valley Springfield Girls leading Lawrence Milford 29-11. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Cherry Valley Springfield, 10 from Allie Ackerman, all in the first quarter. She came out shooting the ball very well. 8 from Bailey Thayer, 4 from Adriana Triple, 3 from Emily Fox, and then 2 apiece from Mackenzie McGovern and Bailey Lusk. On the other side for Lawrence Milford, 5 for Kyra Andrades, and then 2 apiece for Zoe Stanley, Mackenzie Briggs, and Lexi Sutphin. Well, it felt like Lawrence Milford, they come out, they're up 4-0. Seems like all is well, and then Cherry Valley just kind of steadily basket, basket, basket every time down the floor, and Ackerman couldn't miss there for a while.
No, and I think you made the comment at one point when Lawrence Milford went up 4-0. You said it was an important possession for the Cherry Valley Springs or Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots, and then they went down and they went on like a 12-0 run. So I've really been impressed with their defensive game plan. They really have done a good job of scouting, I think, Lawrence Milford. I mean, they've played each other 2 times already, and we said at the beginning of the game it is difficult to beat a team 3 times because you know each other pretty well, and you know each team's strengths and weaknesses, and I think you got to give the Patriots a credit for their scouting report. Now, it wouldn't shock me to see Coach Jim Weir and Andy Carr, with their experience, now, they're still not out of the locker room. What adjustments are they going to make at halftime that would allow Lawrence Milford to come back in this game? Because that wouldn't shock me at all.
I was just going to say, when you know a team so well, there's got to be some new wrinkles that you can put in. So I'm assuming that Jim and Andy are in there saying right now, okay, we got to scrap whatever we were doing and figure something out here. And if anybody can do it, it's those two. I mean, this Lawrence Milford team last year came in heavy underdogs against that Richfield Springs team. They come out with the victory, so you can just never count them out.
Yeah, and playing against a triangle and two defense is not something that you would usually prepare for unless you've seen it a lot. So, I mean, if you have two really good players and a lot of teams might play that against you, if you haven't seen it, it's not like, oh, they're playing a 2-3 zone or they're playing man-to-man or a 1-3-1 or a 3-2. You've seen those. Oh, they're pressing full court. We have a press break in for that. So when you see the triangle in two for the first time, it's like, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
And it's challenging the players that don't necessarily handle the ball often and don't necessarily shoot the ball often or look to score often. It's challenging them to say, hey, you need to beat us. So you need to come up with an offensive philosophy that maybe there's a play that you've run already that would get people looked in spots that they're comfortable shooting in. So, geez, if I'm the third scorer or the fourth scorer or the fifth scorer on my team, where is it that, as a coach, I would think, where is it that player likes to get the ball where is it that they feel comfortable with, and what offense could we run against that? A lot of times people make the mistake of, oh, it's a zone, I need to run zone offense. That's not true. You have two people being played man-to-man. So you can run man-to-man offense against it. A lot of people, when they see a triangle and two, will run this very ancient old offense that works called the flex. And the reason that they'll run that is because when you get into that offense, you have a three-side and a two-side, and eventually you have two players who are going to end up at the elbows, so the corners of the free throw line, and those two people will be unguarded. So now the person who's in the top of that triangle has to make a choice. Who am I going to guard? And whichever one they don't guard, you throw it to and you say, hey, make a foul shot, make a foul line jump shot. So it's an interesting chess philosophy, chess match between the coaches right now.
I was going to ask what your preferred offense was if you had to face a triangle in two.
It would be an offense that we had run before where I could get people who were unguarded in a situation where one of the defenders had to pick who am I going to guard. So the flex is a good one. Another good one is if you can get into pick and roll action with the two people that are guarded. That also helps. Because then if you can get past one of them, somebody else from the triangle needs to help, and then it's going to leave somebody open. So there's lots of different philosophies, lots of strategies. I don't have my little board here that I can show people, but you want to get one of the people in the zone to have to guard two, and then you're going to throw the ball to the person that's not guarded and hope they can make a shot.
Well, we'll see what the Cats decide to do out of the break. They stayed in the locker room all this time, and they're just coming out now as they reset the clock. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Third quarter coming up. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Lawrence Milford 29-11. Started the third quarter in the Tri-Valley Championship after we come back from break here on CDL.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull, Greg Boskowski with you here as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield now going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. They'll pass one down low for Bailey Thayer. She misses the left-handed layup. A rebound for Lauren Guilford and a travel. That's going back to the Patriots. And can the Patriots maintain this momentum?
Yeah, and Lawrence Milford got a stop there and then turned it over. So you did everything you wanted to do defensively. You got the stop. You're going to be on offense, and then you turn it over.
And a jumper from the left side for Fox won't go. The Cats get a rebound. They'll look to bring it down the floor, and they go to Andrade's. Back across, finding Sutphin. And she'll pull up, hits the front of the rim, won't go down. And a rebound here for the Patriots. Thayer has done a good job on the glass on the inside. Patriots give it back to McGovern. Floating pass down low. They try to find Thayer there, and it's intercepted and taken away. Bella Garlick in transition. I think she stepped out on the far side. I think she slipped and stepped out. And that's the kind of night it's been here for the Cats. Going back to CVS. Again, Edmiston boys defeating Morris 72-49 in the boys game, which started at 5:30. I don't want to call it a shocking win, but definitely a surprising win for the Panthers. Not surprising that they won, but they just won it by so much.
And I see the first adjustment that Lawrence Milford has made. They've changed their defense. They've come out in a box and one on Mackenzie McGovern. So they're challenging the rest of the Patriots to say, hey, get yourself set up in offense.
McGovern only has 2 points so far, but she really is the catalyst that kind of makes this team go.
And there's a big play here with 6:51 left. Bailey Thayer picks up her third foul, so she's going to have to go to the bench here.
Yeah, so Thayer will head off, and so a real opportunity here for the Cats with Thayer on the bench. They'll try to take advantage. A jumper in the paint won't go. Cats get a rebound, but McGovern is able to swoop in and get a steal. outlet pass to Fox, and now back into the safe hands of McGovern. And Andrade's just hounding her down the floor, but Mack has done a pretty good job holding on to the basketball. McGovern wants a screen. Andrade slips through. McGovern gets it off and into the right corner here. They will find Triple for a triple as he sinks it from three-point land.
There wasn't a lot of room to get that shot off either. That was a nice-looking shot from that right corner.
And that makes it CVS 32, Warren Silford 11. 6 minutes to go in the third. And the four-seed Patriots trying to win their first league title in 2 years. 6 minutes to go in the third. Looks like this ball is going to stay with Lawrence Milford. CVS fans not pleased. And so they'll have it on the baseline.
Lawrence Milford is trying to get the ball to the free throw line, and then they're trying to look to shoot or kick down to the post. They've gotten good looks so far, just haven't been able to capitalize.
Nice inbound play, and Sutton with a look from the left low block. She just couldn't hit it. And another rebound for Cherry Valley Springfield. The pass to the inside is tapped out. Going to stay with the Patriots as Bella Garlick got her mitts on that one. And so the Patriots with McGovern on the baseline will look to get it in. And they will feed it to the interior with Fox. Stuck between two defenders. Fox is able to pick it up, tries to go up with it. A lot of contact. Ball loose on the floor. We got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to Lawrence Milford. It's 5:35 to go in the third, a 32-11 ball game. With Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading at Lawrence Milford. Just a reminder, we're going to have those MAC games tomorrow for you at 3 and 5 from Green High School. Delhi and DG and the girls, and then Delhi and Unitego Franklin and the boys. Pass to the near side. Sutton with the jumper. Hits off the side of the rim. Out of bounds. Going to stay with the Cats with 5:13 to go in the third.
So the change defensively for Lawrence Milford has done its job. CVS has only scored 3 points here in the quarter, but Lawrence Milford hasn't been able to capitalize on the offensive end. They have no points.
Yeah, they've dug themselves a big hole. Sutton trying to go up with it here, and she's fouled on the right side, and Sutton will go to the line. One of the best local soccer players, Tri-Valley League All-Star for several years, trying to help her team out here on the basketball court. And so Sutton will settle in. Her first shot at the line is good. That makes it 32-12. And another one coming here for Sutton. And the second shot rattles in and out. And a rebound scooped up there by Bailey Lusk. Back into the safe hands of the Patriots with McGovern. To the left side, Ackerman. Dishes one inside for Lusk, and she scores. Big time play there for Bailey Lusk to make it 34-12. 4:50 to go in the third. And to the right side, Andrade. And CVS in control here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And we got a travel on the baseline on Andrade, who only has 5 points, averages just over 18 a game. They've really kind of done a good job of neutralizing her, too, but I really think the cold shooting is the biggest detriment here tonight so far for Lawrence Milford. Patriots come across midcourt. Now a steal. Well done here by the Cats. And a breakaway layup is up and no good for Bella Garlick. She couldn't finish. And Lusk came swooping back to get the rebound.
But that's the kind of night it's been for Lawrence Milford.
Got a steal. Took it all the way down the floor. Couldn't finish. Patriots have it now going left to right. They have Fox. Into the corner here for Triple. Wants another one. And hit. Triple for three. And she's got 10 points. And it's 37-12. Patriots running away with it. 4 minutes to go in the third. And across midcourt here for Lawrence Milford. Kind of another shocking game where we thought this was a coin flip game coming in. But Lawrence Milford just struggling. And now a travel. We'll give it back to the Patriots. With 3:48 to go in the third. Some more of our special sponsors tonight include the Gatehouse, Coffee House, and Mercantile in Morris, Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, and the Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home in Morris and Brookfield. CVS has got it on the baseline. It's stolen away, though. And then they got it back, and Fox is fouled. little game of hot potato. CVS gets it back, and then a foul at the last second.
Everything just seems to be going the Patriots way. Every loose ball, every bounce.
And a tough night so far here for Lawrence Milford, who comes in as the 3 seed, Cherry Valley the 4. Both these teams pulling upsets in the league semis to get here. A jumper from straight away from the foul line there for Fox of CVS, and it won't go. Lawrence Milford with a rebound. Andrade lost control of it, and McGovern swoops in to get a steal. McGovern in the backcourt comes across the midcourt timeline. They'll try to feed one through. The extra pass was too tall there for Fox, but she gets it back. Leaves it off for McGovern, who hits the shot. Or was it the timeout? Oh, they got the timeout first. McGovern hit that shot, but head coach Kelly Taggart had called timeout first. We'll step away. 3:10 to go in the third. Cherry Valley Springfield girls in control, 37-12 on top of Lawrence Milford. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:10 to go in the third. 37-12. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Lawrence Milford. You could tell McGovern wanted that bucket, but Coach Taggart had to try to get that timeout while they still had possession. So they still lead 37-12. In the paint here, a three from straight away, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Lost with a rebound off the miss there from Ackerman, but a steal by McGovern. Shovels one over and tries to get it to triple, but she gets tied up. We got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with CBS.
Great hustle by both teams.
2:57 to go in the third in a 37-12 ball game. Patriots have come to play. Again, 14-4 on the season. Lawrence Milford 12-7. They go down low to McGovern. Her pull-up won't go. The rebound. McGovern comes out of there with it. Went into the land of the trees to scoop that up. Comes back out. McGovern says, how about a three? And yes, drains it from the left corner. Mackenzie McGovern.
Nice looking shot from that left corner.
Makes it 40-12 with 2:35 to go in the third. Pass to the interior, knocked away. And a steal here for the Patriots. Mackenzie played some armadillos with us last year. And you could just throw her out there in any situation. She just loves to be that person to facilitate and try to hand it off as she does here into the left corner. A shot for triple won't go. Andrade gets it back the other way. Up off the glass for her is no good. Second chance here. They'll chase it into the corner, and the Cats have it with 2 minutes to go in the third. Andrade's on the baseline. Stops. Tries to shovel one through, and the left-handed layup will not fall there. Down low for Briggs. Patriots have it back again with 1:50 to go in the third. McGovern down the left wing side. They go to the high post. They've done all this with Thayer on the bench. And a little bit of foul trouble. Here's Ackerman, loads up another three. Splash for Ackerman. 13 for Alley, and it's 43-12. And the Patriots are walking away with this late in third. And a bounce pass. They'll try to go to the high post. Knocked away. And then a reach-in foul as Lawrence Milford got it back.
It's going to be Bailey Luck. Second.
Very balanced scoring here. Ackerman with 13, Triple with 10, Thayer with 8, McGovern with 5, Lust with 4. And has Lawrence Milford scored? 1 point. Yes, that's right, 1 point here in the third. Tough night so far for the Cats. They'll get it into Andrade. He's in a foul on Triple, the lone senior on this CBS team.
Her second team's fourth. So one more, and Lawrence Milford will shoot the rest of the quarter.
Lawrence Milford on the baseline will look to get it in. And they will to Andrade. Late here, third quarter. Andrade's with a three, left it well short. And scooped up by the Patriots. And McGovern will bring it back down the left side. McGovern will slow it down. Looking to bang and crash down low. Passing it for Triple. And her jumper is good from the right elbow. And Triple's got 12. Makes it 45-12. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Three to the right side. Off the front of the rim. It won't go. Scooped back up here by the Patriots. And an outlet pass. They were looking for Triple, but it was right into the hands of the Lawrence Milford defense. And now a steal back here by Ackerman. Little game of hot potato as the Cats come away with it, though. Left side, pull-up jumper is good for Lawrence Milford and Bella Garlick. Her first point of the game. 45-14. 30 seconds to go in the third. Triple into the right corner. Tries to feed one through. It's intercepted by Lawrence Milford. Down the right side of the floor. And they'll try to go up with it. We got a foul at the right low block. Zoe Stanley will head to the line. Just a reminder for anyone listening, the Delaware League Championship games tonight were postponed due to the weather. They'll be playing those games tomorrow over at SUNY Delhi at 5:30 and 7:30. There is no live video stream for that game, so we'll try to bring you as many updates as we can when we're on the air for the MAC Championship. And the second shot is up and good here for Zoe Stanley. Timeout taken by the Cats. We'll step away. 17 seconds to go in the third. 45-15, Patriots on top of Lawrence Milford here on CDL.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 17 seconds to go in the third. Cherry Valley out of the timeout with the basketball. CVS leads 45-15 here over Lawrence Milford. Three from the outside for the Patriots for Ackerman. No. Lusk with a rebound. She lost control of it. Somehow, Cherry Valley keeps that alive, and that'll do it for the third quarter. So our score, Cherry Valley Springfield 45 and Lawrence Milford 15. Fourth quarter coming up in the Tri-Valley Championship live here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
A jumper down low here for Zoe Stanley is up and good to start this fourth quarter for Lawrence Milford. Slices the CBS lead to 45-17. Welcome back. Girls Tri-Valley Championship here tonight, live from UV. And the Patriots are on top, again, 45-17. A turnover is going to give it back to Lawrence Milford. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. We'll take you the rest of the way. And we do want to bring up our two Tri-Valley League Hall of Fame inductees for the class of 2026 this year when we get a second. Rebound, McGovern will have it. Bringing up the floor on the left side, we have Alicia Lang from Franklin and John Horn from Worcester and Lawrence. She's done work with both of those schools and a couple of those programs. Ackerman with a shot here in the corner. It won't go down. Two very deserving individuals will give you a little bit more of their background here in a second. As McGovern has it on the left side. Looks to feed one into the corner. A three here for Ackerman. Won't go. Out of bounds going back to Lawrence Milford. But Alicia Lang, of course, from Franklin, a longtime soccer coach on the boys' side. Just does a little bit of everything at FCS.
Yeah, also coached some girls basketball and softball and recently became the Section 4 boys soccer coordinator. So long, distinguished career at Franklin, so nice to recognize her.
Also a great athlete in her day. Here's Andrade's from the foul line. Hits it and is fouled. Andrade's has got seven. Cuts it to 45-19. She's a Section 4 Hall of Famer, played high school ball at Maine Endwell, went on and played at SUNY Oneonta, was a fantastic goalie there for their women's soccer program. Andrade's completes the three-point play. So, yes, congratulations to Alicia Lang. We'll talk about John here in a second. Bailey Thayer is back in after having some foul trouble in the third. Thayer trying to save it from going out of bounds. Can't do it. Going back to Lawrence Milford. And the Cats are kind of getting some sneaky momentum here, Coach.
They are, but they've dug themselves a pretty big hole. It'll be interesting to see if they can claw their way back into this one.
They trail 45-20 with 6:10 to go in the fourth. Jumper here from the right elbow is no good. A rebound for the Patriots. Here's McGovern down the left side, going left to right. Cherry Valley's in the navy blue uniforms with the white and red trim. Lawrence is in the white with the red and black trim. A shot from the right side here from Triple won't fall. 5:55 to go in the fourth, and Andrade's comes down the left side in a reach-in foul here on Emily Fox. And John Horn, maybe you can hear him in the background today. He's been a longtime PA announcer locally.
Yeah, he's been the voice of Worcester basketball since 1992. He also has announced games at Lawrence for 25 years, and he's covered Tri-Valley championships for the last 30 years.
So Andrade's just shot that ball, and it gets stuck again in the side of the rim. I don't know if I've ever seen it twice in a game.
No, same side.
Same side, same spot. McGovern's going to come out and try to knock it out again. This time, that thing's really wedged in there.
And John also has announced every New York State basketball championship game in Section 4 since we've kind of had the state tournament. So well-deserved honor for both of those individuals to join the Tri-Valley Association Hall of Fame.
McGovern is able to knock that out on the second try. And so we're back underway with 5:40 to go in the fourth. And Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading 45-20 over Lawrence Milford. A pass down low for Thayer. And she gets tied up. We got a jump ball, and the arrow gives it back to Lawrence Milford. And CBS going a little cold here. Maybe a little hard when you can see the finish line. You got a big lead. Here comes Lawrence Milford across midcourt. Andrade's feeding one over to Zoe Stanley. Her three, a line drive, won't go. And the rebound is scooped up here by the Patriots. And McGovern will walk it down with 5:15 left. Patriots looking for their third Tri-Valley League title in the last 4 years. As they weren't here last year, but they'd won the two previous. And 2 years ago is when they made that run to the state Final Four. Very good team. ahead for Lawrence Milford, and a foul on Fox, I believe, as Lawrence Milford was in transition.
That's going to be her fourth. Oh, no, they call it on Bailey Thayer. That's also her fourth.
So Thayer with 8 points now picks up her fourth foul. I don't think they got the right one there, but first shot at the line here for Zoe Stanley is no good. So Bailey Lutz is going to come back in. Second shot coming here from the line from Stanley and can't get it. Thayer with a big-time rebound. And an outlet pass here to McGovern. And McGovern's going to come across midcourt, and Cherry Valley Springfield will call a timeout. 4:52 to go in the fourth. CVS girls lead 45-20. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:52 to go in the fourth. And out of the timeout, Cherry Valley Springfield leading 45-20 here over Lawrence Milford. And the Patriots in full control out of the timeout. Nice play to find a cutter down low. That was Ackerman. She couldn't get that shot to go. And we got a jump ball on the rebound, keeping it here with the Patriots. Good play, though.
Yeah, good ball movement on both shots there. Nice rebound. Just couldn't finish.
Patriots on the baseline will get it in. And they'll find Lusk on the far side. Now feeding it back to Ackerman. High post for triple. Feeding one back to McGovern. Straight away three for Mack. Off the front of the rim, no. Sucked in with a rebound and an outlet pass here for Bella Garlic. Garlic into the paint. Jumper there, no. Rebound underneath by Lusk, who is doing a nice job with Thayer on the bench with those four fouls. Coming up on four to go in the fourth quarter. This underclassmen squad dominated by sophomores and juniors playing very well tonight for the Patriots. A lot of sophomores especially.
And the lone senior has 12 points as she shoots there. So triple with the 12 points.
Triple with 12, but she normally is not a scorer, a double-digit scorer. She'll give you four or six, so an extra good night for the senior here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And the big three of Ackerman, McGovern, and Thayer are doing their usual damage. And Fox stepping up tonight as well. Thought she's played some good minutes. McGovern to the right side. Pump fake here for McGovern. CVS really content to chew some clock here if they can. They find Ackerman at the high post. Her turnaround jumper won't go. Fox with another rebound. And CVS is doing really well on the glass. They find McGovern, who loads up a three. And this one too strong. A little bit too much mustard on it. And Sutton with a rebound. 3:25 to go. And down the right side of the floor, they'll kick one back up to Andrade. Splits two defenders. Dishes one off. Sutton tries to put it up. We got a foul with 3:15 left. CVS fans thought it was clean. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. This will be Sutton to the line here for Lawrence Milford. And her first shot is good. So Sutton's got four. And another one coming. And Suffin misses the second shot, and then a violation anyways. We'll give it back to CVS with 3:15 left. And McGovern will walk it up the floor here with CVS in full control. This Tri-Valley Championship up 45-21. Left side on the baseline, looking for triple. And now it's taken away. A steal by Lawrence Milford. And Cox is down the right side. Cox trying to leave it off for Andrade in the paint. Little up and under, and it rolls off the front of the rim. Had some wicked spin on it, but wouldn't go down. McGovern's got a rebound and has to dribble out of trouble. And that gets across midcourt here. Blowing it down a little bit. Boy, Lawrence Milford with some reach-ins, but no calls on that. Finally a steal here by Lawrence Milford. They throw it ahead to Andrade. She's in for the layup and scores. And Andrade's just got 10 to make it 45-23 with 2.5 left. And now a steal by Andrade's again at midcourt. Tries to push it ahead to herself, but it rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to CVS. And Lawrence Milford, no quit in this team.
Yeah, they're playing hard here to the final buzzer.
Officials are going to get together to chat things over. So we're going to take a 30-second break with CVS up 45-23. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Bailey Lusk gets that bucket for CVS as they did hold on to possession there, came down and Lusk was able to score to make it 47-23 here in the Tri-Valley Championship. And again, Cherry Valley Springfield going for their third league title in the last 4 years. With a minute 50 to go here in the fourth. 47-23. A pass underneath here for Sutphin. Knocked away. And then into the near side corner. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay. Actually going back to the Patriots.
Yeah, you got a foul there on Lexi Sutphin going after that loose ball in the corner.
So 1:45 to go here for the Patriots. As they try to get back to the promised land and bring another banner back to CVS. And the Class D tournament coming up is going to be very interesting. A lot of very balanced teams. I think CVS will be right in the mix. As here is Fox. Grabs that, puts it up and in to make it 49-23. With 1:25 to go. And to the left side here for Lawrence Milford. And they'll go to Sutphin on the right side. Sutphin with a little step back. Jumper's no good. McGovern's got a rebound. And McGovern gets a screen and tries to get free. And across midcourt. And they'll pass one down low, looking here for Ackerman. Back up top to Thayer. Cherry Valley just trying to run off some time now as Thayer is fouled. And we'll head to the line. We'll step away for another 30. We're under a minute to go here in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Thayer at the line goes 0 for 2, but Fox rips down a rebound here for CVS, and they want to work some clock as McGovern will bring it back out. Andrade's chasing her around, and finally a foul here, and you got to give it to McGovern. They have been all over her, really pressuring her, and she's handled it pretty well. As the Patriots are going to pull off most of the starting five here. McGovern will stay out there, but a well-deserved round of applause here for this Patriots squad with 45 seconds left, up 49-23. And they'll get it into McGovern, who's going to try to chew up some clock here late in this ball game. And McGovern to the right side. Finally a reach-in foul here on Lawrence Milford. McGovern's getting a workout here. 33 seconds left. We'll have our post-game show coming up for you. Give out our three awards to finish up tonight's ball game. It's been a busy and exciting day here at Unadilla Valley for the Tri-Valley Championship. As a reach-in foul on Andrade's with 24 seconds left. Lawrence Milford refuses to go quietly here as McGovern will head to the line. Only 5 points tonight for Mac, but she did everything that she needed to. And so McGovern will step in at the line. And the first shot is good. 6 points for McGovern, looking to add to it here. They lead 50-23. And a reminder that we will have those MAC games for you tomorrow, 3 and 5. So make sure you listen in on those as MAC goes 2 for 2. Excuse me. She now has 7 points. 24 seconds left with CVS on top, 51-23. And Lawrence Milford back down the floor maybe one last time here with 15 seconds left. A steal by McGovern at midcourt. And McGovern's going to pull it out to try to heat up some clock here with 8 seconds left. And the CVS Patriots are going to be your 2026 Tri-Valley League champions, 51-23. They will win the TVL, and they explode out onto the floor. Pretty impressive for this young squad here. CVS hustling back down the floor to give all the referees a fist bump. You like to see the sportsmanship. So, all right, 51-23, CVS girls defeat Lawrence Milford. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Unadilla Valley High School. I'm Nate Ball, joined by Greg Bonskowski, as it's 4-seed Cherry Valley Springfield defeating 3-seed Lawrence Milford 51-23 to win the 2026 Tri-Valley League Girls Basketball Championship, the third TVL title in the last 4 years for the Patriots. Our scoring summary, we'll give you our scoring leaners here. First for CVS, 13 for Allie Ackerman, 12 for Adriana Triple, 8 for Bailey Thayer, and 7 points for Mackenzie McGovern. 10 points on the other side for Kyra Andrade to lead Lawrence Milford, 5 for Zoe Stanley. So, coach, an impressive win, 3 in the last 4 years for CVS, a young, kind of undersized CVS team, but they just found a way to get it done.
Yeah, they really won the game tonight, I think, with their defense, and their they took care of the ball very well. Not a lot of turnovers, so
let's get an
impressive performance for them tonight.
Very impressive. Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. I mean, I would think we could go. She got the hot start. She really got them off to a good start back in that first quarter, but we could go Allie Ackerman here, 13 points.
Yeah, I think her hot shooting early really kind of took a lot of the pressure off of the Cherry Valley Springfield team, and they just kind of relaxed. And her hot start also put a lot of pressure on Lawrence Milford to respond, and they just weren't able to find any rhythm on offense tonight due to the Patriots' defense.
Next up, it's the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I mean, she always plays great defense. I thought she hustled right down to the end, but Kyra Andrade's from Lawrence Milford, she was tough out there.
Yeah, she got a tremendous motor, a lot of speed and quickness, really athletic. If I was coaching girls basketball, I would be concerned if we were playing Lawrence Milford about, you know, who is she guarding. She's going to put a lot of pressure on the ball. Almost felt like, you know, if she wanted to steal the ball, she could. I know it wasn't the game that she wanted tonight offensively, but she still played exceptionally hard until the final buzzer.
Finally tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We wanted to go with Mackenzie McGovern here, 7 points, but again, handles the ball, handled all the pressure, had a ton of assists, I'm sure, rebounds. I thought she was great rebounding the basketball. She was really tough tonight.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job. She really got them organized and set up. Maybe not the points that she needed, she did a good job.
Yeah, I thought Mackenzie was just the steady leader of this team here tonight and did a fantastic job. So, all right, that's going to do it for our two Tri-Valley League broadcasts here tonight. Again, the Edmiston boys winning 72-49 earlier tonight over Morris to win the boys Tri-Valley Championship. And just now, Cherry Valley Springfield defeating Lawrence Milford 51-23 on the girls' side. So Edmiston and CVS, your 2026 Tri-Valley champs. We will be back tomorrow with the MAC Championships, 3 o'clock for the girls, 5 o'clock for the boys over at Green High School. You can check out NateLaw.com if you need any information there. And I've tried to put on my social media on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, as well as Instagram, all the information you need tomorrow in terms of admission prices, the streaming services. We're going to have all that for you there so you can check it out or just join us here on good old WCDO. So a huge thank you to everybody back at the WCDO studios, to Elodie, to Jim, to Craig. We really appreciate all your hard work to get this done, and they'll be helping us tomorrow as well. So, Coach, thanks as always.
I'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
All right, MAC Championships tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on the Delaware League as well. Tri-Valley's in the books. Sectionals around the corner. It's a fun time of year. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.